Good day, and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Surendra Gupta, AVP Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current belief and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that a business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. I am Avinash Bhargava, CFO, RSWM. Now I start my conversation with you. Thank you. Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to all our participants in Q4 and annual conference call. I hope you had a chance to look at our investors presentation, which is uploaded on stock exchange and on our website. Now, I would like to start with brief introduction about RSWM Limited. We are one of the largest manufacturer and exporter of yarn and denim in India. Our yarn segment includes synthetic, nylon, blended, cotton viscose, and specialty value-added yarn, which contributes approximately 80% to our revenue. Denim contributes 20%, which includes both spinning and fabric manufacturing. In FY22, we have commenced into knit business also with an initial investment of 80 crores, which will start contributing in FY23. Now, I would like to start with my opening remarks, which is divided into three parts. Starting with brief overview on textile sector, then about our yarn and denim segment, and finally, key financial highlights for the quarter and full year as well. Let me begin the call by iterating our outlook on industry. Textile industry has been significant rebound and growth in both the markets, domestic as well as export, in financial year 2022 after the outbreak of COVID-19. The sector has utilized the opportunity in best possible manner, which can be validated by business increase in both the markets. India's textile and apparel exports have surpassed $40 billion mark for the first time in FY22 versus $33 billion in FY21. Industry aims to touch $100 billion by 2030. Huge demand has also resulted into excessive pressure on the logistics, rising freight charges due to shortage of containers, higher coal and cotton prices, which are impacting the sector margins. Continued support from government via various schemes has put sector in better space. China Plus One strategy has brought focus into Indian market globally. Trade pact with UAE and Australia to allow zero duty access will boost textile sector. The importers have started looking for different supplier after U.S. passed its law related to ban the imports from Xinjiang region, which account for 20% of globally produced cotton, which has helped Indian suppliers to come into picture. Now, coming to our yarn business. In financial year 2022, we saw good traction in our yarn segment. Currently, due to higher competition and constant pricing pressure is impacting demand of cotton and PC melange. Mills predominantly producing cotton and its blends have shifted the production to other blends such as PV, PC, poly and viscose 100%. Dyed yarn order position relatively better in medium and fine counts, but continues support of various schemes by government has helped in enhancing competitive edge of textile value chain, which is giving us confidence that things will normalize in coming quarters. We see far more opportunities for yarn in times to come. Now, I take denim business. We understand strong demand in Q4 and financial year 22 for denims across all markets. Quality of LNG denim is accepted by well top brands. We are happy to announce that our denim business has turned positive during the quarter, and management has confidence that we will continue to touch milestones with regard to sales numbers despite all challenges to deliver due to capacity constraints. Our order book on denim side continues to remain healthy. Quarter 4 FY22 quarter. Sales for the quarter increased to 1121 crores, up by 34% on year-to-year basis. Our domestic and export turnover has increased 27% and 47% respectively as compared to same quarter last year. EBITDA for the quarter stands 142 crores, which is 5% higher as compared to the same quarter last year. Our PAT for the quarter stands to 110 crores, up by 51% as compared to the same quarter last year. Q4 FY22 witnessed upsurge in demand, backed by strong wedding season and upcoming school uniform season in quarter one of FY23. Now, coming to full year performance. In FY22, RSWM has demonstrated solid execution and showcased the inherent strength of its business model despite of several challenges. The strong demand, higher realization and better product mix, which helped us in posting its best ever results in FY22. We delivered highest ever sales in FY22, which stands at 3817 crores, up by 64% on year-to-year basis. Export sales recorded for FY22 stands at 1419 crores, up 88% on year-to-year basis. EBITDA for FY22 grew from 215 crore to 464 crores. PAT for FY22 stands at 240 crores versus 22 crores of FY21, higher by approximately 11 times. We have achieved substantial scale-up in revenues, margin expansion and profit growth in tough operating environment marked by continuing impact of the global pandemic, geopolitical crisis, inflationary trends and supply chain bottlenecks. We expect the situation to normalize in coming quarters and remain focused on execution and agile to the market opportunities. We at RSWM are now ready to take a next leap of growth in our business. On the same line, our board has approved additional capex of 315 crores for expanding its spinning capacity at Lodha Maswada unit by 51,000 spindles to cater higher demand. Capex announced in quarter one of FY22 of INR 410 crores in expansion of denim fabric manufacturing capacity, cotton milan yarn manufacturing capacity at Kharigram Golapura, and modernization and balancing equipment across all units and knitting units are progressing as per schedule. We expect an incremental contribution of around 650 to 700 crore going forward from this capacity addition. For our all shareholders who had supported us in all times, board has recommended dividend of rupees 25 per equity share on face value of rupees 10 each for the year ended 31st March 22. The same shall be paid subject to the approval of shareholders. Board has approved the right issue of share capital up to 250 crore, which will be used in repayment of long-term debt and augmentation of long-term working capital. With this, I would like to open floor for question and answer session now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Niraj Mansinga from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to know, why do you need to raise money via rights issue? Just wanted to know your thought on that.
Your voice is not clear.
I repeat, why do you need to raise money via the rights issue?
This is for repayment of higher interest term loans and for long-term working capital.
Okay. No, so the reason I'm asking you is like you'd raise money from equity because equity is actually your company's return on equity is much higher than the cost of debt. So one, raising money from equity and repaying debt really doesn't make sense when the company is growing and thinks about the opportunities in the future and then the return ratios also will get diluted. Number two, you're also paying dividend of 25, almost 60 rupees, 60 crores, and shareholders will also pay taxes on behalf of that. So I don't understand logic that you are giving money on the one hand, asking the shareholders to give taxes. On the other hand, you are raising money to pay the debt and long-term loans, which cost of capital is much lower than the cost of equity. So can you just elaborate how you are thinking on capital allocation?
We at RSWM is paying the dividend to the shareholders for rewarding for the investments of shareholders. And secondly, this right issue is also for rewarding our shareholders.
The right issue doesn't reward the shareholders. Shareholders have to give money and then they will have to weigh the same amount of money gets distributed over larger equity. So, frankly, please take this as feedback. I think it doesn't make sense at all to do such a corporate action. And how do you think about the return on equity? Do you think that you would get lesser returns in longer term over the debt than you would raise in equity right now? So any thoughts on that side as well?
Can you please repeat this question?
So what happens is when cost of equity generally is 14% on an average, and when the company is doing extremely good, the return ratios that you are reporting is in excess of 20% in return of equity, then raising money from equity to repay debt effectively is like taking money on a 20% and repaying money of between 5 and 10%. So
just wanted to know your thought that have you given a thought on that side or you just want to deleverage the balance sheet?
This is to strengthen the balance sheet also. Our debt equity ratio and fixed asset coverage ratio, DSCR and all will improve after this infusion.
Okay. So I thought your company's the cash flows are so strong that you can easily repay all the debt and also continue to do your growth activities. I just thought on the way the performance is coming up.
Yes, definitely. Yes, cash flows of the company are very strong.
So then it doesn't make sense to raise rights issue at all, right? And pay higher dividends because ultimately the same shareholders are giving money to you from one pocket and in the other pocket they are getting money and they are paying taxes.
Actually, we have planned certain capital expenditure for years to come and every year we will pay approximately 150 CR. So with this right issue, we will repay the long, the high cost loans, and would use this remaining amount for our long-term working capital requirements.
Hey, but if you look at the cash flow from our operation, it's still more than 500 crores a year.
Mr. Mansingka, you may request, we may request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Just give me a moment. Next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations on strong set of numbers, sir. Just wanted to understand the outlook for the year. You have done a very strong year in FY22. What should we expect for FY23 given the volatility in raw material prices and super strong cotton prices? So obviously demand for blended is going well. So how, what kind of growth and margin should we expect for FY23? Hello?
Yes, yes please. You are talking about?
FY23. Any guidance that you would like to give on top line growth or margin?
Yes. If the current prices and the profitability both will sustain sustain on the level which we have as of now, we will have around 4,500 crore sale in next year with the handsome profits in next year. With same EBITDA level of 11-12%.
Okay. And sir, could you help us understand the CAPEX progress across each of the segments that you had announced in FY22, where they are, when can we expect which quarter, which product will be commissioning, to understand how the year will progress for you in terms of new capacity?
We were launched four CAPEX in last year. First was this melange at Kharigram, 30,000 spindles, then denim sheet dyeing plant, clasher plant at Modi, and some 20,000 spindles at denim at Modi, knitting plant, and around 50 crores plant for balancing of equipment across all plants. So we have completed this 50 crore capital expenditure in 31st March as we planned. And this one, denim sheet dyeing, we have completed on target dates. Regarding this denim spinning, Milan third and knitting, we expect that these will be completed by 30th of June 22. They are delayed by around 90 days. Just because of delay in electronic equipment, supply, spares, and delayed delivery of machines, which has happened in recent days from Germany, we have imported some machines, but softwares have not been supplied by them. So without these softwares, we cannot start these machines. That's why there is a delay of 90 days. But it is well in control.
Understood, sir. So, sir, knitting plant of 50 crores and rest of knitting is will be done by 30 June. I didn't understand that portion.
Yes. These will start operations in second quarter of this FY23.
So, knitting plant will actually start in the second quarter. Okay. And so, the CAPEX that you announced this quarter of around 51,000 spindles.
Yes.
That will begin when?
The expansion program has already been announced for this. We have started capital expenditure. We have ordered, we have opened the LCs for import of machinery. This CAPEX cost is 315 crore and this will be hopefully completed by 30th of September 23, hedging all risk of delivery of this machine. we will complete it by 30th of September 23. And
so next year,
in H2 of 23-24, this will be operational.
Okay, understood, sir. So my last question is on PLI scheme. You've applied for a type 1 scheme of PLI. Could you help us understand what are the products that you are going to cater there? And that's very interesting, and we were positively surprised on an MMF-based expansion plan, which is a PLI scheme from you. So just wanted some details on what kind of product line are you looking at, and when will those products get established and come into things?
Krishna, there are certain things which are into consideration, and a lot of things have to come from the government side also.
Okay.
So about PLI, we have not formed up anything as of now. But yes, there are certain things which will take place in coming days.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. And I'll come back to question queue for any further questions. And congratulations and all the best.
Thank you so much, Prerna.
Thank you. Next is from Abhilasha D. Sate from Monarch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. So I have a couple of questions in regard with the overall margin of the company. So this quarter our gross margin is in the range of 41%, and which is, gone down from the 46. So I understand you, now the new raw material cost has kicked in, and because of that we are witnessing reduced spread. So how much of it, of the rise we have already passed on to the customers, and what do we expect our gross margin to pan out over a period of time, like say in the second quarter or in H2, if you give us some highlights in terms of what do you think the spreads are likely to be?
You can see that these margins will not be as good as these were in Q4 of 21-22. But yes, in Q1 this will be satisfactory, and margins are there. As far as the spread is concerned, this will be reduced because of higher raw material costs.
So in Q1 we will see gross margin.
There is a pressure on prices because of increase in raw material costs.
Right. So in Q1, we will see gross margin further going down from this 41%.
If the current level of prices of raw material as well as this sales price will continue, it will be satisfactory. But if we will not be able to recover the sale prices even after this reducing the sale prices, then this will go down, obviously.
Okay. So can you say some price levels, what were they in the Q4, and what are they like, say, in terms of finished goods and raw material, what were the average price in Q4 FY22, and what are they currently?
Are you asking for this average sales realization?
Yes, right. Average sales realization and raw material price.
We'll talk about these separately.
Okay.
We will discuss this about raw material prices, and we'll compare with cotton only. First, we will compare the cotton. If we will compare the cotton prices from April 21 to April 22, this is almost higher than the 100%. So the prices of cotton is increased from, if we will talk about cotton for 43,000 per candy, now it is 86,000 per candy, or you can say 90,000 per candy for particular type of cotton. And if we will ask about this Shankar Tech type of cotton, if it was of 48,000 per candy. Now it is 98,000 per candy. So it is more than 100%, increase is more than 100% in cotton prices. If we will compare this cotton price from April 2020, 2021 and 2022, per kg of raw material prices, I would like to mention cotton prices in April 20, it was 111. And then in April 21, it was 133. Now it is 241 per kg of raw material prices.
Okay. And
if we talk about PSF per kg, it was 72 rupees per kg in April 20. April 21, it was 94 rupees per kg. And then in April 22, it is 120 per kg. If we'll talk about VSF, it was 168 rupees per kg in April 20. And then April 21, it was 171. And now it is 180. So in case of VSF only, the price increase is not as much as in cotton and PSF.
Right, right. Sir, and can you also tell the yarn prices, like, you know, cotton yarn as well as blended yarn for the similar period so that we will just gauge the, you know, spread?
Okay, spread kind of things is different and vary from count to count and industry to industry. So we cannot discuss about spread.
Okay, so 30s count yarn is fine.
We can discuss about EBITDA.
Okay.
Business-wise EBITDA we can discuss, but about the spread, we cannot discuss here because it differs from count to count and industry to industry. And being this confidential data from industry to industry, we cannot discuss this spread here. We can discuss about EBITDA.
Fine. So, sir, we have done around 12% margin in the current year, and the Q4 margin was higher last year, and this year it is in the range of 12.5% or so. So, going forward for FY23, what kind of EBITDA margin is sustainable according to you? Because now the raw material price has also changed, and you know some part of it we have passed on to the customers.
If we will discuss about this EBITDA margin in current year, the EBITDA margin of yarn was around 14%. And in case of Milan yarn, it was about 18 to 19%. And if we will talk about entire RSWM, it was about 12%. Given the prices of raw material and sales price, if these are sustainable, we will be able to maintain this 12% in coming year also.
Okay. Okay, fine. And regarding the capex part, how much capex like we have planned in FY23?
FY23, we have planned 315 crores for 51,000 spindles plant at Lodha.
Okay. And how
the
will...
The board has approved recently.
Okay, and how will it be funded?
This will be funded by term loan from the bankers.
Okay. There will be term loan and there will be some part which will you will fund it through internal accrual. So, what is that ratio?
80% will be funded and 20% will be our equity.
Okay. And so you said that through right issue, you will reduce the debt, which is a high cost debt. So how much it is and what is the cost of that debt in percentage terms?
That debt is around 170 to 180, maybe 170, maybe 180. If the all the processes of right issue are completed well in time, this will be around 165 to 70. If this will be delayed, it may be 160. Repayment of that high cost debt, and it will be in the range of around 8% to 8.5%.
Okay, Okay, and then rest of the debt, you know, either it is working capital or term loan, which we will raise for the current this expansion of 350 crores. Then what is the cost of debt for that amount?
Very good question. This is for about 7.25 to 7.5%, and without the state subsidy. And with the state subsidy, this is lesser than.
Okay, so 7.5% is without state subsidy. So I mean, bankers are giving loan at 7.5% in the current scenario to the textile firm, maybe because of the good cash flow.
7.5%.
Okay, that's a very good rate bankers are offering to textile companies. I think it is one of the lowest which, you know, we would have had in the history. Okay, fine. And with state subsidy, then it will be in the range of, I think, 2.5%, right?
You can say.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Because we will be able to take the state subsidies only on the tough enabled machines, which remains about 60 to 65% of the total cost of the project.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Vikram Dalal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Sir, when you are highlighting your margins, yarn segment has 14% and the melange has 18-19%. Why the corporate margin comes down to 12%? And what are the steps you are taking to improve the margins between the corporate margin and the yarn margins?
We sold out one brand, Mayur.
Yes, sir.
And in that, there was a normal loss of around 9 crores and closer loss of around 9 crores. 18 crore loss was there in FY 21-22. Because of that, it closed to 12%.
Yes, sir. So, sir, given
this was negative and impacted, because this was the negative and impacted the overall EBITDA of the company.
Yes, sir. Given that this loss will not be there and our company will have a higher turnover because of new capacity additions, our margins should ideally improve, right, sir? Why you are guiding it will fall down?
Maybe it may be more than 12%, but we have taken this 12% with very rational sight.
Okay. Sir, then with regard to turnover,
it may be 12 to 14%, but from safer side, we are saying that
okay.
It will be 12%.
Understood, sir. Sir, then with regard to turnover, currently you are doing 1125 crores. If you annualize, that itself come to 4500. Then you have added capex also. So ideally, this year turnover should cross 5000 crores, now, sir.
No, this 3817 is.
No, you look at Q4 turnover, sir. Q4 is at 1125, sir.
Q4 was exceptionally very good because of higher price realization in case of cotton yarn. And 3817 turnover was at highest level of prices. If we maintain this sale price of either PV, either viscose, either cotton or PC, any kind of yarn, if the prices are sustainable, then this turnover will be 3817. And with these expansions of 410 crore, which are going to be completed in 22-23 only, this investment of about 410 crores, this will add around 650 to 700 crore in next year. So if the prices are sustainable, the top line will be 4,500 next year.
Sir, going forward for a 3 to 5 year period, what is the growth rate you are targeting as a company, sir?
After 5 years, you can expect 5,500 plus of six. You can say 6,000 CR top line.
After 5 years, sir.
After 5 years.
Sir, then that is hardly any growth.
We have announced all capital expenditure till 30th September 23.
There are
certain projects also which are in pipeline. If these will be added, we will update you in forthcoming investors call.
Okay. Sir, this yarn project, how much turnover will add for us?
In?
This yarn project which you announced, sir, how much turnover it will add?
It will be around 500 CR.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Pramod Jain from Rising Sun. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to understand the inventory levels and the order book situation, particularly because our understanding is a lot of mills in the South India have started closing down or facing issues because of the higher cost of raw materials. So I would like to understand what is your order book situation and to what extent is the raw material covered?
Our sold position in dyed yarn is up to 15th of July, or you can say 31st of July.
Okay.
In other yarns also, more or less same position is there.
And order books, sir?
Pardon?
To what extent do we have the orders for next 3 months, 4 months?
We have orders for next 3 months. I am saying that till 31st July we have the orders.
Okay. Sir, I would like to continue with what Mansinga said. Just looking at your numbers, your net debt is 1,100 crores. Your net worth is around 1,000 crores. So you have a debt to equity of 1.1, which is very comfortable kind of thing. And especially in textile, where the rate of interest, you said your high cost of loan is around 8.5%, and you want to repay 8.5%, which is very low in terms of cost of capital, if you look at it. The point which I want to understand is your return on capital employed is 16%, return on equity is 27%. The delta is there because of this cost of debt, which is relatively lower. Now you want to repay this debt. Obviously, your return on equity will fall down, and you're paying the low-cost debt by taking high-cost equity. The rationale doesn't make sense. Because if we look at it, it's a 1,000 crore company and you're raising 250-odd crores, which is approximately 25% of new capital which will be issued. So it's a high amount of new capital issue which will happen, and this will further bring down your return on equity. So it will be detrimental to the shareholders, not actually benefit for the shareholders. Hello?
You can if you have that kind of question, we can explain you. You can write a separate mail to us. We can explain.
Yeah, because I couldn't find. It is very difficult to digest the fact that why the right issue is being taking place to repay.
We'll explain you the rationale about this separately. You can write a mail to us.
Yeah, matlab, as a shareholder, I would have been very happy if the promoter would have put in money as a QIP would have been taken place rather than a right issue at this kind of market situation. Anyway, sir, we will write a separate mail to you and looking forward for your reply, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Raj Nahar from Millie Consultant. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations for excellent number. My first question is regarding the subsidy on the loan which state Rajasthan government is giving. So on your this capex of 400 and odd crore and 300 and odd crore, are we entitled to get that 5% subsidy?
Yes, yes.
So you can raise the full amount, whatever is needed by way of loan, or there is some requirement that...
No, no. We can raise only up to 80%.
80%. Okay, okay. So then the cost of borrowing comes down drastically, because your net debt, net rate interest will be just 2.5% to 3.5%, correct?
Yes, it will be around 3.5% only, rate of interest for this. Effective rate of interest will be this only.
So that's a phenomenal thing actually for the textile industry, if you can get long-term debt. And this, what is the duration of the debt, which is the state government subsidy dues for how many years?
They have two kind of facilities in Rajasthan. Your company is trying to get this special customized package.
Okay.
Without a special customized package, the investment subsidy is 6% of 5 years.
Okay.
Your company is trying for either increase in rate of subsidy or increase in period. Otherwise, this is the minimum. 6% for 5 years is okay for all these projects. This is all approved by government. We are trying for more.
Okay. And my second question is about your captive power plant. Since that, are you getting the coal from the linkage or from the Coal India, or you are buying or importing?
We are importing and buying. We are not able to get any.
You don't have the grid power, because now the cost of generating power will be above 15 rupees or so.
As of now, we are buying the power from state electricity boards. In open currently.
So you are not operating your power plant currently.
These power plants are partially operating partially.
Okay, okay.
Not fully.
Okay, and you have some solar power also, no?
We have solar power plants also.
Like, what is the megawatt or kilowatt you have?
We have 26.11 megawatt, which is planned to 30 megawatt for the near future.
Okay. Thank you. All the best, sir. And consider definitely about a lot of shareholder is very, very unhappy or uncomfortable. So take up the matter, sir. Okay, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manish Dhariwal from Fiducia Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity. We noticed that the company's performance is improving consistently on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Now, the company is also consistently expanding, in fact, increasing CapEx and seeing as to how their position in the market basically improves. The areas that the company has identified are like denim and yarn, which is a core strength of the company. And my question basically is to understand that how is the competitive strength of the company increasing in this period, so that the company's expansion programs do not hurt it when the cycle changes. Because, sir, textile, we know, is a cyclical industry. So all the CapEx that we do today, it also has to generate commensurate cash flows. Now, I can understand that the way to protect the company, you are looking at raising equity money. But, sir, raising equity money has its own cost. So my basic question is to understand the competitive strength that the company has developed so that it is capable to handle the downturn, which will surely come.
Your question is very right. We have internal risk sensitivity analysis system within the company. And we review all management decisions periodically. And you can rest assured that all whatever expansion programs are there, all kind of risk mitigation plans are there in place. Because RSWM is known to be a very vast product mix type of company, they can produce any kind of blend, any kind of yarn. So we have the capacity to shift from one product to another product within the yarn. Based on that, we do shift this production of product based on the demand of the particular product. Let us take one example of this cotton demand and cotton yarn prices. We, at some of the locations, we have started PC, which has good demand in the market. And at the same time, we have the dyeing facilities at different locations. And whenever this demand of yarn, gray yarn will get reduced, we focus on this dyed yarn. And whenever this dyed yarn demand is lower, then we can start generating the profits from gray yarn. So there is no risk in RSWM as we understand.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Sir, just to take it forward, now, sir, Mayur suitings and Mayur, branded product, and then you also had the related garmenting business as well. Now, that was also a very, very strong business, and it was one of the leading brands in the country. However, we actually find that the company actually has incurred a loss upon sale. The one is that, you sell and you make money, which is a good idea. But then, we actually got rid of the brand, literally, and paid also. So, now that, we've had that kind of a situation once, right? Denim is a business which a lot of companies have tried, and they have not made money. It has actually become lower than commoditized. You have companies like Raymond, and you have so many South-based companies, and like ourselves, we also had a tough time. Now we are further putting money in this, and then sir, what we're doing is that now if I just look at the financials for this year, we are going to be just go to that page. So our PAT for financial year 22 has been 239 crores plus depreciation of 113 crores. So it takes us to about 350 plus. Now, so 350 crores is our net profit that we are going to be making this year. And our total capex is also about 350 crores. Now, in this scenario, I would again, as my fellow investors and analysts have said, that is a diluting equity, and that too also a significant level, to basically strengthen the company, may not be a most judicious of the idea. So I would also request that the company should basically relook at the whole structure and the plan that it's made, and we believe that given the way this company is performing in this cycle so far, it is like really generating very, very good profitability. So we should basically conserve our equity capital and build on it. So that is what my limited point would be. So thank you for the opportunity.
In fact, I could not get your question. You may write on my email ID and I will answer.
Right, sir. I will do that, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava from RSWM Limited for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, all of the investors on the con call, and our company is very hopeful to get better performance in 22-23 also, as we did in 21-22. Thank you so much to all. Whosoever could not raise his question on this con call may write to my email ID, which is well there in on my investors presentation type. So thank you so much. Thank you so much to all.
Thank you. On behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.